BBC, Holby City, starring Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, James Anderson as Oliver, Joseph Milson as Luke, and Edward McLean as Greg. When the Hangover Strikes, written by Joe Ainsworth. Previously...
Are you drunk?
Shouldn't be by now.
Seems very laid back compared to what I'm used to.
You are absolutely useless.
Bitch.
It's probably best that we forget it ever happened, right? Move on.
Yeah. Hey, we make a pretty good team. So why not stay?
You told me to show some initiative. Well, I have a new mentor.
What do you think you're going to learn by being a bone monkey?
You've been trying to undermine me all day.
That's not easy being the new boy. We should give him a chance.
Should we?
Chantel and Eddie step into the bar.
We'll just have the one.
They head into the busy bar and start knocking back shots. The barman juggles the bottles and pours out a cocktail. Eddie drinks hers back, then sets her glass down for another. While Chantel sips at her drink, Eddie knocks back another cocktail.
God, you can't half drink. Do you want another?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, it's New Year's Eve. We've just finished a 16-hour shift.
All right, two margaritas, please.
I got any resolutions?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be better.
At what?
I'm going to be better at everything. At my job, at my life, everything.
All right.
What about you?
She looks at Oliver.
Yeah. That one.
What is it?
I can't say.
Well, come on. Oh, please yourself. Thank you.
Thought it was Hogmanay at the rugby club tonight.
Affirmative.
Well, time is pushing on.
Can't face it.
No?
Not in the mood for all that fake bonhomie. Right.
You're a good bloke, Willie.
Thank you.
And a damn fine surgeon.
I hope so.
I think it's time you led in theatre.
Really?
Well, we both know you got the cojones for it.
You think so?
Time to step up to the plate, Kimisabi.
Not long now.
Let's go.
Go where?
You want to go clubbing?
Oh, we're not waiting until midnight.
No chance, no way. You don't want any of these losers to try to stick their tongues down our throat.
No.
Let's go. Come on.
Chantel glances sadly at Oliver as Eddie drags her out. At the hospital, Jack's sitting at her desk reading a medical book. She turns a page. She looks up briefly, then goes back to her book. The cleaner's sweeping the floor outside her office.
I love fireworks, mate.
What is that thing?
You just want to climb up into the sky and grab them.
That is a great idea.
She walks off.
Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Oh, yes.
Eddie?
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
She climbs up onto the top of a camper van that's in the hospital car park.
Top of the world!
Down!
A light goes on in the van.
Oh my God, there's someone in there.
Luke stares up through the skylight.
What are you laughing at?
He steps out.
Mr. Hemingway.
Happy New Year.
The same to you. Now, could you just come down, please?
Hi, spoil spot.
Thank you.
He helps Eddie back down the ladder.
I think it's a little past your bedtime.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls.
Just the ones who have work in the morning.
Oh, well, I know when I'm not wanted.
Miss Lane.
Nice legs.
He gets back into the camper van.
You're a loony.
Oh, and he's got pokers right up his arse.
His face. I thought he was going to come up there.
I know. Where'd you get the shirt, Elliot?
It's a Vichy Vanka.
Very off.
Hand embroidered in the Ukraine.
Happy New Year.
Ditto. Oskovskaya.
Thank you.
Well, how's orthopedics?
Great. Looking forward to 2012?
Yes, yes, it's always good to take stock, you know, set new goals.
See how many dislocated shoulders you can put back in the next 12 months.
Plenty, hopefully.
So how's your new F2?
Oh, he's great, yeah. Not interested in having kids or defecting to the meathead department.
Sensing the tension between Jack and Oliver, Elliot heads off.
Morning!
Oh, you make me sick.
Hey?
How come you look so perfect?
I get lost.
What's up? I just remembered last night.
Looking at the camper van.
You are mental.
Wasn't that bad.
You are joking, aren't you?
What kind of weirdo lives in a car park anyway?
Did you hear that?
They find a young woman in the bushes.
Oh, my God.
Can we get some help, please? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
What's your name?
Rachel.
What happened, Rachel?
I fell on her in the club.
We were in the grounds of the hospital.
I know. I came looking for her.
Who?
She's through here.
She was quick.
It's Luke.
Morning.
Hiya.
Rough night?
About average night.
Come on.
Let's get her inside. Core temp 34.8.
I thought you were living with friends.
We need to raise it 1 degree an hour, no more.
No idea, you bought a place of your own.
I want her in a bear hugger and a space blanket.
A little bit on the small side, but...
Running a warm IV bag, too.
Oh, what is it that they say? Location, location, location.
Focus on the patient, Nurse McKee.
What are the neighbours like?
Pulse?
Weak and erratic.
Hers or yours?
Bags.
Crisps.
Cake.
Right.
Elliot, 4-1. Me, 2-1 on. I'll give you any odds you like.
A cheek of it.
I'm a realist.
I'm booked in for my MOT next week, so I've got no choice.
How can you be so sure that you're going to just give up the fags?
Ah, secret weapon.
Come on, then. What is it?
There's a hypnotist on the ward.
You are not.
I am.
Well, I shall be relying on my immense reserves of willpower.
And your impeccable dress sense.
None of this stuff's working. I feel like death.
So you've got a few souvenirs from last night?
Eh?
Hickeys. I met a few blokes like that in my time too.
Yeah, this foul aftershave.
Yeah?
Can still smell it now. My cat pee.
How's her temperature?
35.8.
Feels like about minus 10.
You're lucky to be alive, young lady.
Lucky? I wrecked my best shoes.
I was just about to put a catheter in.
Right.
I love them shoes. What catheter?
We've got to get some fluids into one bladder.
No chance.
Has to be done.
Gross.
Do you want to give me a minute?
No. Well, you're not doing the honours?
No.
Thought it might be a perk of the job.
Only on the weekends.
What's up with him?
Me, mainly. Legs up.
How do I go about finding out if someone's in the hospital?
I really need to get this done, Rachel, okay? How did you survive out there all night in just a boob tube and a belt?
Practice.
Dan and Oliver.
How's the head?
Fine.
Yours?
Spot on.
That's one year I'd be glad to see the back of.
Yep, out with the old and all that. So how's the list looking?
Got three dislocated shoulders. Think it's a non-elective record.
Really?
Can't wait to get stuck in.
Oh. Want to tell me about this ankle?
Snackered. You must have broke when you fell over.
Two malleolar fractures, one fib, one tib.
Spot on.
I need to phone work.
Tracy here had a bit of a mishap on the dance floor.
You need to check on me, kid.
We'll be pinning your ankle back into place this morning.
Do you know anything about mobiles?
Actually, you're in a very privileged position.
How do you mean?
Film's bust. Could you have a look at it?
Sorry, Dr. Valentine will be leading in theatre today.
Congratulations.
What, him? Oh, I need to tell me boss where I am.
You might have forgotten. I don't let my people down. Great. Get a prep, please. Right. Let's check out shoulder numero uno.
Am I invisible?
Oliver turns to look at her, then leaves. Sahira finds Greg yawning.
Partying the night away, were we?
How can you tell? What you get up to?
Ah, mojitos and Monopoly.
Well, it really is Nigella and friends, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Doctor!
This clone again.
Doctor!
What's the problem?
Yes, Martin?
I just felt another twinge.
I'm going to leave him alone for 5 minutes.
I'll be with you shortly.
I really don't feel right.
He's in with suspected angina. Thinks he's going to drop dead any second.
If you were having a heart attack, you wouldn't be getting twinges.
It's got nothing to do with you.
You're like one of Eddie Stobart's finest was sat on your chest.
Now, boys, come on.
Sorry, Doc, but it's never ending.
Do you need any help?
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort out the ECG for me.
Sure. You just finish off your coffee, OK? I'll be with you in a minute.
You really are my hero, do you know that?
Luke's looking at some x-rays.
Are you going to hold it against me all year?
Hold what against you?
You know what.
No, you're mistaking me for a mind reader.
I had no idea it was your van.
Ah, well, that's all right then.
I was only having a laugh.
Tell it to the disciplinary hearing.
You've reported me. Oh, you're funny.
Coffee and painkillers?
What?
Isn't that your usual prescription to get through a day?
No.
Why don't you take 5, 10 minutes, up on the roof, get your head nice and straight.
My head is as straight as a straight thing, thank you very much.
Really?
At least I don't look down my nose at the patients.
What?
Look, I know that you think Rachel Reed is some kind of scummy chap, but she's got just as much right to be here as anybody else.
Have I ever said anything to the contrary?
Oh, I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, well, in that case, please accept my sincere apologies on behalf of all chavs everywhere.
Jack's with Rod.
So, you collapsed mid-performance. You're due in for an angioplasty next week.
That's right.
So what were you doing on stage?
Dying on me arse.
Dr. Gold, could you explain to Mr. Evans what his problem is, please?
What?
This is Mr. Evans. He's our patient. You're a doctor.
Sorry. I.
What does the echo say?
Give us a second.
He studies it.
Right, you've suffered from
a non-STEMI.
Which is a mild heart attack.
You do surprise me.
Yes, this is your third.
Hat-trick.
Show business obviously doesn't agree with you.
We're barely on speaking terms these days.
Well, perhaps you should try stand-up instead of hypnotism. We'll take you into theatre tomorrow to remove the clot and then we'll put a stent in for you.
That's one booking a damn miss.
Dr. Gold. What's it like having the attention span of a brain-damaged fish?
Apologies.
So just start him off on GTN, heparin and oxygen.
Right.
You on the creme de menthe last night?
No.
So what's up with you?
Nothing.
Well, if you want to sound my firm, you better buck your ideas up.
What song were you dancing to?
Me?
When you fell?
I didn't. Someone landed on me.
Oh, right.
Dancing Queen.
Oh, can't beat a bit of ABBA.
Really?
Not that I'm...
What?
..a massive fan or anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say gay.
Right, let's get you into theatre.
You know, after the operation, how long will I be in hospital?
Should be more than a couple of days.
But I'll be all right to get around.
You'll be on crutches.
Well, that's what I mean.
You'll need plenty of rest.
But I could walk.
I wouldn't recommend it. No.
Could I borrow your phone?
I just need you to sign this.
Please.
Here. I can't.
Why not?
There are dozens of hungover patients in here, all needing to speak to their boss.
Then.
Well, hats off to your constitution.
He'll be doing his nut wondering where I am.
Just here and here.
I'm already losing
it. If you could
day.
Just sign the form for me, please.
I'd be really grateful.
Make it quick, okay?
Thanks, gorgeous.
Sahira's with Martin.
I know you're the expert, but I'm sure I've had a heart attack.
All the symptoms point to angina, and hopefully we'll have you home in no time.
Home? But I've only just got here.
Why don't we wait for your blood tests to come back, see what they tell us?
Where's Mr. Douglas anyway?
He is otherwise engaged.
He's the only one that really knows my case. If I'm right, you know I have a 1 in 10 chance of dying on the ward.
Who's been having a sneaky peek at the internet?
I bet I know more about what goes on here than you do.
Quite possibly.
Sahira checks her phone and frowns. Eddie swigs from a can, then notices Luke.
What?
I'll come back.
Sorry. Can I do a liver function test on Rachel Reed, please?
One.
Just spotted a couple of things that have bothered me.
Such as?
Signs of palmar erythema, possible nail clubbing.
I didn't know you majored in haematology.
My PhD is in the post.
Seriously, I'm impressed.
So can I do the test then?
No.
Why not?
Well, you've got other patients to look after. Yeah, if you're concerned, she can go to her GP, get a referral.
She really needs to
tell her if you like.
No. No, thanks.
Oliver comes into the anaesthetics room, where Tracy's looking worried.
Finished?
He sacked me. He's taken on someone else.
She hands Oliver back his phone.
You signed the...
I've got more important things to think about than a stupid operation.
Frustrated, she takes the form and signs it. Throwing down the pen, she hands the clipboard back to Oliver.
This is all her fault.
Who?
You try and be a friend to her. I mean, you try and look out for someone, but all they do is take your time and your money.
Let's get you prepped for theatre.
Okay. What's that for? Just some tests the doctor ordered. How come you let him diss you like that?
I can handle him, thanks.
Anyone talk to me like that, I'd chew the face off.
I'll bear that one in mind.
Don't mean you.
What do you do for work then, Rachel?
Books for losers.
Thank you very much.
Not being a nurse, that's a proper job. I mean, working for minimum wage in a scummy burger bar, getting felt up by your pervert boss.
Never thought about a proper job then?
Oh, I, yeah. Why, that's gonna happen.
You never know.
I thought you were a laugh. Don't turn into a social worker on me.
Sahira's come to Hansen's office.
Happy New Year.
A tip, sir?
You text me.
Yes. I've had a tip-off that the turnaround team have been planting various secret shoppers around the hospital.
Right.
Including one up on Darwin.
Why?
Obviously, they want to make sure we're keeping Joseph Public happy before next week's decision.
And have you any idea who it could be?
No.
Well, if I find out, I shall roll their questionnaire up and...
Actually, I would prefer it if you treat the current crop of patients as if they were minor members of the royal family.
If you insist.
Yes, I know it's utterly tedious, but I don't want to give them even a shred of an excuse to turn us down.
Understood.
I knew it would be.
She turns to leave.
Guti Thor. Happy New Year.
In theatre.
Excellent. So, is this just a New Year's treat? Or?
No, first of many.
Good to know.
It's great to finally find someone I can form a proper partnership with.
Yeah?
Someone solid.
Solid. Her heart's in trouble.
Damn.
Echo machine, please.
And could you page cardiothoracics?
Don't know what the problem is yet.
It's just in case. I'm sure we can deal with this ourselves.
Come in.
You, wanted to see me.
What's that?
Mr. Evans' treatment sheets.
How much heparin did you prescribe him?
1 milligram per kilo.
Look again.
It says 10.
You trying to coin a new phrase?
Hey?
Blood is thinner than water.
I don't know how.
Luckily, one of the nurses spotted it.
Really?
Otherwise, the guy could have bled to death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
It's,
Please don't.
It's Annie.
Who?
My fiancé.
Oh, God.
She broke it off with me. No reasons, nothing.
Really?
Look, I promise I'll try and concentrate.
Trying doesn't cut it with me.
No more mistakes, right?
You're starting to look like one big mistake.
Paul composes himself.
Are you going to put this on my record?
No.
So I can...
Just go and spend the rest of the day in the wet lab.
Right.
You're no use to me in theatre like this anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not true what they say about you.
You want to bet?
He walks out. Jack looks at her bleeper. In theatre.
It's a pericardial effusion.
Good job we paged cardiothoracics.
She just needs a centesis.
I'll be here shortly.
I can do it myself. I think it's best we wait. I thought you said I was leading in this operation.
You are.
So isn't it my decision to make?
What about the risk
of... perforation of the cardiac chambers, further bleeds, damage to the lung and liver, I know all that.
You mentioned potential damage to the myocardium.
So can I do it or not?
You're the boss.
Introduce her, please.
As the nurse hands Oliver the instrument, Jack comes in.
Just in time.
What seems to be the problem, ladies?
Patient tamponading with an effusion of the pericardium.
You want to take over?
Oh, boy wonder seems to be doing just fine.
Guide wire, please.
Thank you.
He feeds a wire into a tube, aware of Dan and Jack's eyes watching his every move. Then he carefully puts another finer tube in.
Done.
Nice work.
Drain, please.
I guess this counts as a high-octane case down in Bone Cruncher Land.
Could you give her a once-over as soon as we're done? Yeah?
My pleasure.
Jack leaves the operating theatre.
OK, if I finish off?
Fill your boots.
Did you put Rachel Reed on 15-minute OMS?
Yep.
You realise her core temp's gone up 1.2 degrees in the last 45 minutes?
Has it?
I said it shouldn't go up more than 1 degree in an hour.
I know.
You also know the risks. What's this?
Rachel's LFT results.
So that's what you've been doing?
Just read it.
Luke snatches the results from her.
Takes 20 or 30 years to inflict this sort of damage.
You still want a discharger?
Luke hands her back the results and walks off. Greg's with Martin.
I can't say when you'll get your results.
Why not?
It's New Year's Day. Things are a little slow around here.
Is that why you've been missing in action all morning?
I do have other patients.
Is he on your back again, Doc?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, calm down, or he'll give yourself a real heart attack. Oh,
that's enough.
You must have the patience of a saint.
I would like to make an official complaint.
I've just soiled myself.
No one's making any complaint.
Do you realise that 15 to 30% of coronaries are caused by stress?
I should be due on any minute, then.
OK, gentlemen, do you mind if I steal Mr. Douglas away for a second?
Where are you gawping at?
I don't know. The label has fallen off.
You kidding me?
No.
Have you any idea who?
None whatsoever.
Oh, brilliant.
Look, you're going to have to put a smile on that face and keep it there.
Do you think I'm sucking up to the legs of that old woman?
Come on, please.
Oh, my head's banging as it is.
Well, I am your hero, remember?
Murder a cigarette.
Rachel's on the phone.
Hey, it's me. There's no answer at the flat. Where are you? Did you get your leg fixed? You won't believe where I am. Text me. What?
Nurse McKee, mm-hmm. Would you please explain to Rachel what this particularly unattractive object is?
It's a section of damaged liver.
Taken from the body of a dead whiner.
So?
So, that's where you're heading. Soon, if you don't give up the booze.
I don't have to listen to this.
Fine.
Rachel, where are you going?
For pee.
Look, no one wants you to give up immediately, OK? There are people you can talk to.
I had all that at school.
At school?
From some fatco who was in Alkia cells.
Look, he's serious about the liver damage.
Whose side are you on?
Yours.
I thought you couldn't stand him.
Rachel, you need help.
Any joy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's off to speak to AA right now.
Well, if she doesn't want our help, there's nothing we can do.
You're all heart.
Oliver is talking to Jack.
So, Tracy Dawes has got a PFO.
You haven't forgotten everything I've taught you, then?
No. What's the news?
I need her in theatre today.
Right.
Can you sort out the transfer for me?
No problem. Could you check the ankle over for me first? Of course.
Jack follows Dan.
Would it be okay if I borrowed Valentine for Tracy Dawes up?
Why?
Struggling for numbers.
How come?
Lost an F2 earlier.
Sacking or resignation?
No comment.
He's needed down here.
He knows the case inside out.
Not a library book. Good morning, Miss Mulligan. How's the shoulder today?
Fine, thanks. Just stamp the time you want him back on his forehead and I'll make sure he arrives in one piece.
I don't want him unsettled.
You're not putting your Cocker Spaniel into kennels for the weekend.
Fine. Take him. I'll settle down nicely.
Thanks. How are his carpentry skills getting on?
Well, you saw him leading in theatre this morning.
I thought that was just the centesis.
Nope, he's ready for it.
Well, it's always nice when an idiot finally finds his village.
He's got a chance to make a real mark down here.
Well, let's hope a trip upstairs doesn't turn his head.
I doubt it.
Oh, you think he's happy, do you?
I know he is.
With the hacksaws and monkey wrenches.
The progress he's made has been nothing short of astounding.
Well, that's a bit like praising Einstein for coming top of the remedial class.
Not to mention how well his research project's going.
What project?
Oh, the one he started with you, on Darwin. It was interdisciplinary, so he transferred it to my department. Excuse me.
Greg catches up with Rod.
I believe you're a man who can.
Can what?
Help cure a filthy little habit of mine.
Too much information, pal.
Woke up this morning with a gob like an ashtray and I thought to myself, enough is enough.
Another one.
Another what?
Invertebrate, looking for a quick fix.
I just thought, you know, while you were here. Come on.
I've had a heart attack.
Fair point.
Where's the respect?
I'll leave you in peace.
That's all I'm after. some acknowledgement that this is actually my job.
Greg reaches into his back pocket and offers Rod a £20 note.
Is that respectful enough?
It's a start.
Greg adds another £20.
Doctor, I just want to know whether it's angina or something worse. I'll be back.
Yes, Mr. Quickshack. Let's take a look.
Another operation?
You've been very lucky.
You are?
We found a defect in the atrial wall of your heart. If it had gone undetected, it could have been very dangerous.
So how long am I going to be in here?
Well, there's no reason you won't make a full recovery in time.
I haven't got time. I need to work.
You need to look after your health for now.
I've got a kid.
I'm sure you'll be able to get help with that.
From who?
There'll be other jobs.
What other jobs? I work in a chippy. Do you know how many people wait for that interview? If I'm on the sick, I can't pay my rent.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
No. Probably not. You'll be in good hands on Darwin. The care's excellent up there. And Jack Naylor?
No, she's the best around. Believe me.
What do you call a monkey with a stick of dynamite? A baboon.
A what?
A baboon. A monkey with a stick of dynamite.
Dr. Gold?
Yes.
Hello. Elliot Hope.
Oh, hey. I've heard a lot about you.
Not all of it bad, I hope.
No. You've just got back from the Ukraine.
Yes, yes. So, how are you finding life under Ms. Naylor?
Doing my best to impress her, but...
She's a hard taskmaster.
She's got high standards, and I'm failing to live up to them.
You know, when I was away, I heard a folk tale the other day. Might help you.
Sounds fascinating.
It's about Zidel the Faithful, who was this peasant. He was on his farm one day when the Lord came down from above, showed Zidel this huge rock and said, Zidel, push against that rock with all your might until I order you to stop. So Zidel rolled up his sleeves, flexed his muscles, they weren't very big at the time.
The clock behind Paul says 12:15. At 12:30, Elliot's still going strong.
And years went by. Finally, Zidel said, Lord, I'm sorry. I failed to move that rock even an inch. And God said, I didn't ask you to move the rock, just to push it. Look at your muscles. You're stronger than all the other peasants. This is the reward for your obedience.
So, is the rock my fiancé?
Sorry?
Miss Naylor told you what happened.
About what?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
So you do understand what I was saying about the...
Absolutely.
Good.
Elliot hands him a salami.
Moskovskaya. Put it there. I've enjoyed our little chat.
Me too.
Good.
Eddie comes over to Rachel.
Rachel, there's someone here that'd like a word with you. Her name's Judith.
A word about what?
You're drinking.
I told you to forget it.
I know you did.
So you can tell Judith to get lost.
Eddie follows her.
What is wrong with you?
Keep your beak out. I'm not some charity case. I don't need your help.
Just to talk to her.
No.
Do you have any idea how sick you really are?
I don't want to hear it.
Please. For me.
Why? So it doesn't look like I've wasted her time? Do you want me to tell you what I'm going to do?
Oh, go on. Surprise me.
Cheers.
No chance. Rachel, give me it. Give it to me.
You stupid cow!
What's going on?
Nothing for you to worry about.
You think you can stop me?
I booked a psych consult.
This got alcohol in it. Lovely.
You are making a fool of yourself, Rachel. Stop it. Stop it. Just
don't touch me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I said I'm fine.
I told you to leave me alone.
Eddie starts clearing up the broken bottle of vodka.
You ordered a consult without her consent.
I was trying to help her.
Nice job. I'll go and get a dustpan and brush.
In the scrub room.
Jack Naylor wants you to assist on Tracy Dawes's op.
Really?
Afraid so.
What do you think?
I'd spare you for an hour.
Right.
She's only short staffed because she sacked her last F2 or he walked or...
Another one?
If she starts playing mind games, just ignore her.
I always do.
I like to think I'm a pretty reasonable guy.
Totally.
But I can't have you pulling against me like you were in theatre. No. I let you lead because I respect you.
And I
need to feel it's reciprocated.
It is.
This is not CT, and I am not Jack Naylor.
She's got much better legs.
Ready to fix another shoulder?
As I'll ever be.
Good man.
Entering theatre.
Right. Let's see what we've got here. Okay.
Holding the patient's arm and shoulder.
Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
They relocate the shoulder.
Good work, partner. Broad arm sling and get him into recovery, please.
Luke sitting in his office, staring at his computer when Eddie walks past. She stops and looks through at him, then enters his office, looking repentant.
Okay. Look, I admit it, I got it wrong.
Got what wrong?
Will you have another go talking to her?
What makes you think she'll listen to me?
Just throw a few horror stories her way.
What?
More horrific than this?
Please.
I'll think about it.
Thanks.
Realizing the conversation's over, Eddie leaves. Rod leans in towards Greg, who's looking sleepy.
You're at the bottom of the steps now. The sun feels warm on your face. You can feel the sand under your feet. You want to rest. You want to sleep. Your eyes slowly close.
That's it.
Sleep.
Sahira enters the consultant's office.
Is he here?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Anna.
Now then?
I crawl into his subconscious and make him give up facts.
Right. Can you ask him to do something else while you're there?
You're taking the...
No. Please.
What?
She whispers something in Rod's ear.
So what do you think?
20 quid.
Sorry. I've got a bit of a temper on me.
Never.
Can't stand being told what to do.
You can.
Rachel, I wanted to clarify the implications of end-stage liver disease with you.
I don't want to see any more stuff in jars.
You understand it's the point at which the liver finally loses its regenerative powers, leaving either transplant or death as your two remaining options. I take it you're still not interested in counselling of any kind?
No.
Well? If you change your mind, but feel you're not capable of curtailing your drinking, there is another option. A colleague of mine is conducting clinical trials on an anti-alcohol stomach implant.
What?
And it's not yet licensed in the UK, but he's already got a number of patients on board. I've just spoken to him, and he's willing to come up here and talk to you about signing on.
A stomach implant?
What, like an operation?
It would involve minor abdominal surgery, yeah.
You are actually mental, aren't you?
I wanted to make sure you were aware of
you. You think I'm going to let you lot slice me open?
Not against your will, obviously.
As if.
Shall I take that as a no?
Yeah.
Fine.
What was that?
Hmm?
Clinical trials.
Yeah, do you know Guy Forster?
Who?
Guy Forster, hepatology?
Never heard of him.
Oh, he's a fellow.
Oh, he's in the club, is he?
Yeah, the implant trial's his baby.
I thought you were going to try scare it into counselling.
I wanted to offer her an alternative.
Why?
You asked me to help.
Oh, help your mate in his project.
Until she decides to make changes, it's all academic anyway.
I know how frightening any kind of chest pain must be, but I promise you, angina is completely manageable with the right medication. And I'll tell you another thing. Once you're home, if you're worried about anything, and I mean anything, just call me up for a chin wag anytime you like.
That is much appreciated, Doctor.
Oh, call me Greg.
Thank you. Greg.
My pleasure, Martin. My pleasure.
Rod and Sahira share a secret smile. Eddie's sitting in the cafe when Luke walks in.
Orange juice, please.
Turning around, he clocks Eddie sitting nearby.
As soon as Rachel Reed's temperature's back to normal, I think we should discharge her.
Well, I think we should keep her in overnight.
We need the bed.
Under observation.
No.
Exposure?
Right.
Look, I really just want to make sure that
we're not social service.
Yeah, I know that.
Sorry.
Martin's sitting in bed when he reaches out for an orange, but Greg's there before him.
Oh, I'll get that.
Oh, there's no need.
There you go.
Thank you very much, how kind.
Got me to thank for that.
I beg your pardon.
Forget it.
That is one unpleasant little man.
Should have told him to ring your neck.
What did he say?
Hey, Doc.
Yeah. Sahara!
Preston, now!
Rod's collapsed. Eddie's outside Rachel's cubicle.
Rachel, you decent?
Pulling the curtains back, Eddie's greeted with an empty bed. She whirls around in frustration.
Rachel!
Charts 100. Clear. Charge again.
Luke wanders past Eddie in AAU.
Well done. Yeah, congratulations.
Doesn't sound promising.
No, she's gone.
Who?
Rachel.
Where?
I have no idea.
Are you sure she hasn't just...
You scared her away with all that implant crap.
You are aware we're in public.
I could have got through to her in the end.
No, you couldn't.
How do you know that? Oh, is it because you're a fellow and a genius?
Black belt at karate, yeah.
We could have helped her, Luke.
State you were in this morning, you could barely help yourself.
What?
Forget it.
No, go on.
Well, it's not ideal when the patients can still smell booze on your breath.
Oh, wow. That's what all this is about, isn't it? You don't like the way that I run my life.
Not unless it affects your
work. But there is nothing that you can do about it.
You could spend your evening supergluing kittens to bicycles.
So you decided to take it out on Rachel instead? Just because you spent New Year's Eve with your nose buried in a book.
Actually, you interrupted a particularly filthy orgy.
While the rest of us were out there living.
Or in Rachel Reed's case, dying.
I'm talking about me now.
If the cap fits.
What are you so afraid of, Luke?
Afraid?
I really want to know.
False teeth?
Because it might help me understand why you are such an uptight, arrogant ass.
Everyone's watching.
Good luck with that.
Luke calmly walks off, leaving Eddie looking dismayed.
Charge again. Stand clear. Charge to 360. Stand clear.
He's gone.
He had three heart attacks. We had to wait for the cab, but you can't predict these things.
On Keller Ward, Oliver's checking Tracy's eyes with a pen torch.
We'll be taking you up to Darwin soon.
Yeah?
I'll be assisting in theatre, so you'll have a familiar face.
Good.
Are you okay?
I'm having a ball.
Who's this?
She's the reason I'm in this mess.
It was an accident.
Have you been back to the flat?
No.
I'll give you a minute.
Oliver walks off.
What happened to your shoes?
What's with all the wires?
I can't believe it's taken you till now to visit me.
I tried, but I was...
Been with that lad all night?
No.
Your neck says different.
Been in hospital myself, actually.
What?
With exposure. I nearly froze to death.
Yeah, right.
Looking for you, and then I fell over, and... Well, I'm fine now, anyway.
I got the sack because I didn't turn up for work this morning.
Did you tell him what happened?
He didn't care.
He can't just sack you.
He already has.
The miserable...
Why did you have to get so ratted?
It's not my fault. Your boss is a tosser.
Oh, this would never have happened.
He can't just sack you.
Well, he has. No money now.
You need to get that job back.
What are you talking about?
We need to go down there and persuade him.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm not very well.
I'll take you.
No.
I'll look after you.
He wouldn't change his mind anyway.
We'll go back to the flat, we'll get you some clothes. I'll have you back here in an hour.
Please, Rach.
Quicker than an ambulance.
I don't want to.
What are we going to do for money otherwise?
Don't know.
He's just pretty
late. Get off!
Do you want us to get evicted?
No.
Well then, we've got no choice.
Tracy looks defeated.
I'll get you a wheelchair.
Martin to Greg.
Doctor?
Yes, Martin?
How long's that cadaver going to be lying there?
The porter's taking him away now.
Oh, good. It's giving me the willies.
Any chance of showing a little respect for the dead?
Well, he didn't show much respect for me.
Yeah, even so.
Fair point.
Oh, pen's run out.
Oh, here, have mine.
Gasping for a cuppa.
Milk and sugar?
A patient's just passed away and all you're bothered about is tea.
Don't speak to him like that.
In reception, Eddie spots Rachel wheeling Tracy outside in a wheelchair.
Where are you going? None of your business. What are you playing at? Getting out of here. Well, neither one of you are in a fit state to go anywhere.
We're fine.
Come back to the ward, Rachel.
For another lecture?
No. We need to get there before he knocks off.
Oh, going back down the pub, are you girls?
What do you know?
Hey, she told you her news.
Shut up!
She's heading for liver failure.
Ignore her.
Doctor said the next drink could kill her.
What? Is there something wrong with you?
Rachel?
Take no notice of her.
If you're any kind of friend, you'll tell her to stop
now.
I'm not
a friend.
What?
I'm a...
Mum?
Mum?
OK.
What's up with her?
Can we get some help here, please?
What's going on?
When Rod Evans put you in a trance, I asked him to make you treat Martin like royalty. Now he's dead and you're still under hypnosis. I am so sorry.
Unless it never worked in the first place.
What?
You naughty girl.
You are evil, Greg Douglas, pure evil.
I'll take that as a compliment.
She never said she needed a heart operation.
Well, she does.
I wouldn't have taken her out if I'd have known.
So you're her daughter?
Yeah. Will she be okay?
I don't know. Let's go.
Rachel looks pale and desolate as she watches her mother being wheeled off on a gurney. Back on AAU, Rachel heads straight for Luke's office.
Rachel, I want the operation.
What?
The implant, I want it.
You can't.
My mum needs me. Look, when I said you needed to sort yourself out,
Are you sure this isn't just a knee-jerk response?
Look, will you do it or not?
Well, I'll have to speak to my colleague.
On him, no.
Well, they're just using you, Rachel.
I don't care.
You need counselling.
I just need to get this thing into me today so I can stop.
I didn't say it could be today.
What?
These things can take months to set up.
I can't wait months. I'll go back on the Volca, I know I will.
My hands are tied.
But what about my mum?
You're wasting your time, Rachel. You won't listen.
I can't do it on my own.
Which is why you need proper help.
I'm begging you.
Look, the sooner we set this up, the sooner you'll be able to...
No. There's no point.
Rachel storms out.
You love this, don't you?
Hmm?
Playing God. What, is this just like a big game of chess to you?
Call me Boris Spassky.
And what do you know about any of it anyway? You don't even live in the real world. You don't even drink. Or is that it? You've got a problem with booze because you're an ex-alky. I'm right, aren't I?
In Darwin Theatre, Tracy's lying on the operating table.
Ideally, we go to bypass, remove the clot and stitch the PFO, but that could exacerbate the TIA. So what's our alternative?
Just give me a second.
Try something old school.
Like what?
Come on.
Oliver thinks, then stares at Jack.
Not an inflow occlusion.
Now you're talking.
That's so old school, it's practically medieval.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to have a crack at a classic.
Yes, but we'd only have a 3-minute window.
So?
I've never seen one up close before.
IVC clamp. SVC clamp, open right atrium, clot out, stitch the PFO. What could be easier?
Great.
We'll get on with it then.
Sorry?
You're going to lead.
Really?
Well, you just let him tell it, didn't
well,
you?
Yes, but...
But what?
Nothing.
Or was that just Mickey Mouse surgery?
No.
Whereas this is the real deal. This is life and death.
Fine, I'll lead.
Just remember, once you're in, 3 minutes, not a second longer.
Okay.
Ready?
As I'll ever be.
Start the clock, bagger, 100% oxygen. Just give her half the dose of heparin.
On Darwin, Martin's making his way towards the kettle in the kitchen when he clutches at his chest.
Martin?
God.
Martin?
Oh.
And the clot's out.
Yes, I can see that. Right, quickly with the coolie clamp.
While Oliver uses the clamp, Jack looks at the clock and sees there's 1 minute left.
Okay, take out the IVC clamp.
Damn.
What's the problem?
Must be some tear in the atrium.
Okay, solution.
Well, I can't put the IVC back in.
I didn't ask what you can't do. Think, Ollie, come on.
With time running out, Oliver blinks and shakes his head.
What about a Blaylock clamp?
Brilliant, right, Blaylock clamp.
Thank you.
We're running out of time here, quickly.
Just 20 seconds left.
Okay.
All right, take off the SVC clamp. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Yeah.
Jack looks and sees there's just 10 seconds left.
Stop the clock. No bleed.
7 seconds left on the clock.
Alloboy.
Rear podium, please.
Later, Tracy's recovering in the high dependency unit. Oliver's with her when Jack walks in.
I'll take over now.
Yeah, of course.
Enjoy that?
What do you think?
Your Lord and Master's been on asking when I'm sending you back to Keller. You better get down there.
Yeah.
He's obviously pining for you.
Right.
You know, I think I might have been a bit hard on you orthopods. I mean, let's face it, he's handed you La Dolce Vita on a plate, hasn't he? I mean, up here it's all life or death stuff. It's a bit second decisions, breaking bad news, all that stress you're never far from a heart attack yourself.
No.
But you and Danny, boy, you've got it sussed. You get people walking again, send them home with a smile on their face, and then off to the golf course for 18 holes and a round of shandies.
Since you put it like that.
Truth be told, I envy you.
Jack stares at Oliver impassively.
See you around then.
Not if I see you first.
Looks like it was another angina attack.
Are you sure?
The spray's done the trick, so...
Definitely not a heart attack.
Not even a murmur.
I thought I was joining that obnoxious sod at the pearly gates.
Well, we did tell you to stay in bed.
I was told to go and get my own tea.
No harm done, eh?
I think I'd like to be left alone now, please.
What are you scribbling away in that little book of yours?
It's private.
Sahira and Greg head for the door.
I hope he's not the shopper.
Dark Lord, 12 o'clock.
Identified our spy in the camp yet?
No.
Don't worry, we've buttered them all up like prize turkeys.
Hope you've been leading the charm offensive.
Well, it's a team effort.
The old pincer movement.
So, everyone's happy?
As Larry.
Let's keep it that way.
Sure.
You're a better liar than I thought.
She was 37 last week. You know, she's never been on a plane. She's never had a job that paid more than a few quid an hour. She's never had a fella that could be asked to stick around. She's been lumbered with me ruining her life since she was 13.
Standing at Tracy's bedside.
I hate the way she just keeps going. Like some stupid toy that when you knock it down, it just keeps bouncing back up. That's not living. I watch her sometimes and I think, please don't let me turn into that.
Turning to Eddie.
Look at the poor face.
Your mum's had major heart surgery and she's going to need a lot of help from now on, Rachel.
At the nurse's station.
Nail her out of theatre yet?
Not sure.
No next of kin on the hypnotist paperwork. Thought I'd better look for a number on his stuff.
I wonder what he's writing now.
Who?
Mr. Cruikshank.
You're kidding me.
What?
This belongs to Rod Evans.
No.
Yes.
But...
It was the dead man what done it.
What about...
Greg's holding Rod's secret shopper questionnaire.
Where are you going?
Greg holds a finger up to silence Sahira as he heads quietly towards Martin, who's sleeping soundly. Standing by Tracy's bedside, Rachel nervously chews her fingernails. Her gaze strays to her mother's handbag. She grabs her mother's purse from the bag.
I just need to borrow a few quid. I'll pay you back.
Tracy's still sleeping. Martin's sound asleep when Greg gently pulls the black notebook out from under his hand and starts to flick through it. Sahira waits with anticipation.
Oh.
What?
They're drawings of me and you.
What kind of drawings?
Inappropriate ones.
Okay, let me have a look.
No,
have a look. Where? Where? Just a shopping list.
Two now.
Eddie's in AAU.
AAU. Okay, yeah, I'm on my way.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. Get off!
Sorry, I've got it.
A nearly empty bottle of vodka.
Oh, Rachel.
I'm gonna stop, I promise. I'm gonna look after her. Good girl.
Still sleepy from surgery, Tracy kisses Rachel on the cheek. On Keller, Dan finds Oliver waiting for him.
How'd it go?
Fine, she's up on Darwin HDU.
Miss Naylor welcomed you back with open arms, did she?
Something like that.
I was going to nip down to physio, push a few weights if you fancy it.
No, thanks.
Right then.
Dan.
Yeah?
What happened up there? She got you, didn't she?
I want to transfer back.
What?
I'm sorry.
Just like that. No discussion.
It's where I belong.
I disagree.
I knew you would.
You have a gift.
For CT.
If you jump ship, that's it. Understand?
Rachel's back in bed, sleeping. Eddie's watching when Luke joins her.
You're wrong, you know. I may be many things, but the one thing I've never been is an alcoholic.
Well, never trust a teetotaler. That's what my dad always said.
Why are you so threatened by the fact that I don't drink?
I'm not threatened.
All right, irritated.
I don't like Puritans.
Now, you really need to stop projecting the anxieties you have about your own lifestyle choices onto me.
Been with a psych consult, yeah?
The same goes for your inverted snobbery about my education.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, you've got a chip on your shoulder the size of Birkenhead.
Actually, I'm from Yorkshire.
Well, your provenance notwithstanding, don't speak to me like that again.
Oliver walks straight into Jack's office.
OK, cards on the table. The occlusion sold it to me. I am a CT man, not a joints man. I want back in.
I want to come back to you.
Oh, how sweet. Sorry.
I thought you were an F2 down.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Beaten, Oliver heads for the door.
How's the research project going?
Well,
could it still be refocused on CT?
I don't see why not.
Mr. Gold? On reflection, I don't think our relationship is going to work out.
What? Why?
I just can't shake the image of you crying like a little girl. I'll make sure you're matched up with a more sensitive mentor.
Paul nods grudging assent, then leaves.
There was no need for that.
Oh, you don't want the job? Fine, I'll go get him.
No.
Well, that's all right then.
Oliver studies Jack for a moment, then heads out. Outside the hospital, Sahira's getting some fresh air with Greg.
Have you ever lost a patient on New Year's Day before?
He's down in Jack Naylor's scorecard, not ours.
But it's a bad start.
Things can only get better.
Sahira looks thoughtful.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Depends what you're thinking.
Sahira pulls a packet of crisps out, and Greg lights a cigarette. Eddie's leaving work when she spots Luke.
Hemingway.
That's my name.
Look, this isn't working, is it?
What isn't working?
Me and you.
Is there a me and you?
One of us has got to go.
Have they?
Yeah, and it ain't gonna be the intellectual, well-connected fellow, is it?
Really?
I've got a week's holiday coming up, okay? And when I get back, I'm gonna ask to be transferred to a different ward.
Playing the martyr card?
No, I can't stand any more of... of you.
Say what you mean, why don't you?
Well, I am sure the feeling is very, very mutual.
Is it?
Eddie looks crestfallen.
Well, so we're agreed then.
Well, if that's how you feel.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there's nothing else to say.
No.
Luke nods curtly, then walks off, leaving Eddie looking at a complete loss.